Welcome to Triad Arts Up Close. I'm David Ford. The Southeastern Center for Contemporary Arts Crossroads Concert Series continues Friday, July 20th at 8 o'clock at SECA with an evening of live music in an intimate setting that you do not want to miss. First, it's Durham-based MC Taylor and his Golden Messenger. David Bowie described MC's latest LP, Poor Moon, as mystical country, like an eerie yellowing photograph. And then, as if that isn't enough, it's the Grammy Award-winning Athens, Georgia-based singer-songwriter, producer, and frontman for the Drive-By Truckers, Patterson Hood, and the Downtown Rumblers. Crossroads is the brainchild of professional photographer and music industry writer Andy Tennille. His work has been featured in Rolling Stone, NPR Music, and The Washington Post, just to name a few. He dropped by to talk music with me.
You know, our first concert was with Jim White, a fabulous Athens, Georgia singer-songwriter.
Down at the drugstore.
Our second concert was more about soul music, and we reunited a band here from Winston-Salem called the Odyssey Five, which put out one album in 1971, and it's been a kind of a cult classic record for years. So we reunited Odyssey 5 to open for a great band called Charles Walker and the Dynamites from Nashville. Charles has opened for everyone from Wilson Pickett to James Brown, has played the Apollo.
It's been a long time.
And then our third concert being the Preservation Hall Jazz Band last December. And our fourth concert was in February, and that was a really special event. We brought Dean and Britta, two members of the New York City dream pop band Luna, which was, again, another cult favorite that broke up, gosh, in the late 90s, I guess. They were commissioned by the Warhol Foundation to live score Andy Warhol's screen tests. Edie Sedgwick, Dennis Hopper, Lou Reed is one of the screen tests, and the Warhol Foundation commissioned them to create a CD, essentially providing a live score to these silent screen tests, and they came to SECA and performed it live. You know, I've been friends with both Patterson Hood and MC Taylor, who's the creative genius behind his Golden Messenger, who's opening the fifth concert for many years. Have interviewed both of them any number of times, and have mentioned to Patterson over the years, I'd really like to get you to come and do this. And I was in Athens in January for Patterson's band. It's called the Drive-By Truckers, and said, you know, I really want to get you to do this. And he said, well, I've got this new solo record coming out later on this year. Maybe we can figure out a time to do the concert that isn't necessarily, you know, a Drive-By Truckers concert, but maybe it's a Patterson Hood solo concert.
Heaven blue eyes.
I just happened to be talking to my friend MC Taylor at the same time. Mentioned to him, hey, would you be interested in coming and opening the show? And he said, I'd love to do it.
You got the feeling to get lucky.
And the group that's going to be coming to support him for this particular concert, members include folks and bands from Megafon, which is a great band from Raleigh, and another band called the Black Twig Pickers. So it should be a really, really fantastic night of music over at SECA on Friday.
My thanks to professional photographer, music industry writer, and Southeastern Center for Contemporary Art Crossroads Concert Series director Andy Tennille. This Friday, July 20th at 8 o'clock at SECA, Crossroads presents the frontman for the Grammy Award-winning Drive-By Truckers, Patterson Hood, and the Downtown Rumblers. Opening for the band will be MC Taylor and his Golden Messenger. You'll find links to ticket information, sponsors, and more on our website at wfdd.org/triadarts. And be sure and tune in Thursday for my interview with Patterson Hood. And on Friday, it'll be MC Taylor live in Studio A. I'm David Ford. Thanks for joining me today for Triad Arts Up Close.